This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Punished for it, and he will receive a share of punishment on behalf of everyone who follow the same. Similar punishment. It would not in any way diminish anything of their punishments. Now, the reporter of the hadith is Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bijli. He was a very prominent companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, dear to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a leader of his people. He was a poet and an orator. Also, he was known to be a very handsome man. So much so that the pious Caliph Umar radiallahu anhu used to refer to him as the Yusuf of this Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Yusuf alayhi salam was known to be the most handsome man. Jarir radiallahu anhu said, you know, look at the way he used to interact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something for us to learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way he interacted with his companions. He said, never ever I came across the Prophet without he smiling, without a smile on his face. Once I complained to him that I find it hard to stay steady when I ride the horse because I often slip and fall. So the Prophet just placed his hands on the chest of Jarir and prayed for him. Allahumma thabbithu waj'alhu hadiyan mahdiya. Wallah, make him steady and firm. And honor him to be a guide who is guided aright. And of course, Jarir radiallahu anhu used to say that this prayer of Rasulullah, thanks by virtue of this prayer, I never ever had any reason to complain about that challenge I had. Jarir radiallahu anhu is credited with narrating 100 traditions from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is one point we Muslims should consider as a great, you know, uniqueness of this religious tradition, that we have very precise source documentation. So every single companion who narrated anything from the Prophet, we know how many he narrated and where it is preserved. Of course, that means we have eyewitness documentation recording of the legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something unique with this Ummah. The above tradition, which we mentioned, is authentic and reported by Muslim and others. And there is a context for this statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we understand this context, we can have a very clear idea of what the Prophet is trying to convey to us. Jarir radiallahu anhu said, once we were sitting in the assembly of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when suddenly a group of people from Mudar appeared, barefooted, almost naked except clad in a piece of woolen rag, emaciated, their bones sticking out. The mere sight of these people made the Prophet extremely sad. He's aggrieved to see the suffering of humanity. And so they stood up for prayer. It was time for prayer. The Prophet offered the prayer in congregation and then immediately ascended the pulpit, the minbar, and addressed the companions saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. The first verse of Surah An-Nisa. O mankind, fear your Lord who created you all from a single soul. And then he read the following verse from Surah Al-Hashr. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat liwad. O you who believe, reverence God, and let every soul consider what it has sent forth for tomorrow. Saying this, he exhorted his companions to be charitable. The Prophet waited, and then he saw gradually companions coming one after the other. Someone is carrying pieces of gold. Someone is carrying pieces of silver. Others carrying grains of wheat or other food, staple food. And others cloths or shoes or other items. Until they were placed and they became formed like huge mountain-like piles. And on seeing this spectacle, the prophet's face became bright and shining, the companion said, like gold, like pure gold. Then he made the above statement, whoever sets a good example in Islam, he will be rewarded for it, and he will also be rewarded on behalf of everyone who follows the lead. Likewise, if somebody sets a bad example, a bad precedent, he will get punishment, not only for that action, but on behalf of everyone who does repeat that bad act, bad precedent. The hadith teaches us to compete with one another in doing good works by pioneering, initiating, leading, any means that at our disposal that is good and approved, we should do that. When the Prophet appealed for charity, the companions did not wait. They did not continue to whine, but rushed home to find whatever they could afford to bring, and they placed it before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran orders us, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَىٰ, cooperate with one another on good deeds. And wasariu, Allah said, wasariu, hasten to do them. The Prophet, through such precedent, exhorted us to be creative in taking initiatives and leading the way to virtuous deeds. Here is another tradition that throws further light. This is a report from Uqbah ibn Nafi radiallahu anhu. جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إني أبدي بي فحملني فقال ما عندي فقال رجل يا رسول الله أنا أدله ولا من يحمله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من دل على خير فله مثل أجر فاعله. A man came and told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I am left without any mount to accompany you in the expedition. Prophet was about to embark. So find a mount for me, O Rasulullah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have any, so he felt sorry and he told him, I don't have. I cannot help you out. On hearing this, one of the companions came forward saying, I can find someone who can help him get a mount. Then the Prophet said, مَنْ دَلَّ عَلَىٰ خَيْرٍ فَلَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ فَعْلِهِ. Whoever guides or points to do a good deed, he would get reward similar to the one who acts accordingly. Through these statements, Prophet motivates us to be creative in being virtuous. For instance, taking the lead as the companions did. They did not simply whine, we don't have this or that to give. Instead, they were positive in looking out for any way of anything that they could, you know, be charitable with, any way of helping out. So there is no need for us to interpret the tradition in a very narrow sense. We should extend it to include all creative ways of helping people. Historically, we find Muslims very, very creative. Institutions, they set up institutions, endowments, services of all sorts to help humanity, to help a community. Today, we have soup kitchens. We have a Take 30 charity project. We have Meals on Wheels, etc. These are all examples. We can also extend this to the media, art, fiction, and the creative ways of using social media to guide, educate, exhort people to make a difference in the society. All of these come under the title of whoever sets a good precedent or example, he will get reward for that action as well as a reward on behalf of everyone who follow him in that example. So we have unlimited opportunities to be creative. It's only limited by our imagination. Likewise, sharing episodes like this to reach the maximum number of people is also one of the ways of putting into practice this beautiful tradition of Rasulullah. By doing so, we stand to gain limitless blessings and rewards. So go ahead and share it to as many of your friends, circle of friends and families as you can. Let this be a good deed we send forward for the benefit of our own souls. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.